AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Remarkably, survivors are still being found in Turkey and Syria. Here, a 10-year-old girl named Talal in Antakya, rescued 90 hours after the 7.8 magnitude earthquake struck. The more common are scenes of grief and burials. The death toll now more than 20,000. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres on relief efforts for the survivors.
Food, medical supplies, thermal blankets.
The Biden administration says the Chinese balloon shot down over the weekend was equipped to collect intelligence signals and was part of a huge aerial spy program linked to China's military that's targeted more than 40 countries. The House voted unanimously to condemn China's actions. The AP has learned former Vice President Mike Pence has been subpoenaed. Jackie Quinn has details.
The subpoena issued is part of a broader investigation by special counsel Jack Smith. Smith is looking into alleged efforts by former President Trump and his allies to overturn the results of the 2020 election. It's a stunning scenario. Pence testifying against his former boss in a criminal investigation. And it comes at a time when Pence is considering his own bid for the White House. Trump has already launched his 2024 campaign. The two have been estranged since the attack on the U.S. Capitol. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And more documents from the city of Memphis on the police beating that led to Tyre Nichols' death. The latest reveal, one of three officers who first approached Nichols' car did so while brandishing his gun. Preston Hemphill was fired last week. He was not one of the five facing charges. In economic news, jobless claims edged higher last week but remain low, 196,000 people filing for unemployment benefits. Mortgage rates are also up. Freddie Mac puts the average on a 30-year fixed at 6.12%. And on Wall Street, stocks fell following another mixed set of corporate earnings reports. This is AP News. Some 240,000 students in 21 states have been missing from schools since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic.
The analysis by the Associated Press, Stanford University's Big Local News Project, and Stanford Education Professor Thomas D. has found that the students didn't return to their public schools, didn't move out of state, or didn't sign up for private school or homeschool. Los Angeles mom Misha Clark says it's been hard for her 10-year-old son Ezekiel to learn online from home, and it seems like the school district didn't want to provide him with the tools he needs.
By providing them bad devices, by not granting them hotspots needed to use for internet service to be able to log on and communicate with the teachers.
The AP learned of students and families avoiding school for a range of reasons. Some are still afraid of COVID, are homeless, or have left the country. Some students couldn't study online and found jobs instead. And some slid into depression. I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. Your favorite clean, functional, delicious nutrition brand is raising the bar. With a little help from Thomas Keller, Michelin star chef of the French Laundry, IQBar and Thomas Keller have teamed up to create a salted caramel chip protein bar and yuzu mango hydration mix. With toasted macadamia nuts, rich caramel flavor, and brain-boosting nutrients, this bar is like having a Michelin star meal in your pocket. Pair it with the taste bud tingling Yuzu Mango IQ Mix Hydration Mix, packed with magnesium and adaptogens to improve clarity and mood. With Keller's culinary excellence and IQ Bar's commitment to great taste and clean ingredients, this limited edition collaboration is simply mwah. And the best part is that 10% of sales go directly to Chef Keller's nonprofit, Mentor, that supports aspiring young chefs. Great taste, great nutrition, great mission. Go to iqbar.com today and enter promo code KELLER20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products plus free shipping. That's iqbar.com, promo code KELLER20.